What is up, guys? This is Layla, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
I am here with
Sam.
And we are back for emotional motion sickness.
Not concussed this time.
Not concussed. So we're playing some bangers. I mean, we always are. But
always.
Yeah, no. But like today we're amping it up a little bit from last time.
Because today felt like spring.
I agree. I concur.
I feel like it was the fake spring, like, you know, that Punxsutawney Phil was talking about.
No, yeah, the fake out.
But today, the skateboarders on Campus Center were out and about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was the acai bar.
Ooh, I didn't go.
In the Campus Center.
What?
I actually ran into Nora McCary there after her ballet class.
I am in that class. Shout out that class. I actually love it so much.
Shut up, Ballet 4.
No, Ballet 4, it's a great time. If you can take a dance class at Tufts, if you're a student, I recommend it. Even, like, if you've never done it before. I don't know why I'm, like, plugging so hard, but, like, it's really fun. Yeah, I recommend. Anyways, so yeah. We thought that today we would play some tunes that remind us of spring.
Spring has sprung.
Oh, certainly.
April showers bring May.
Yes. February. It's not March April showers. And it did not rain today, but
March
the
showers.
Sentiment is so true. We're getting a shower of snow, actually.
Oh, next week.
Next week, yeah. So this definitely is a fake out, but I enjoyed it today.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I was wearing a sweater to my lab today.
Love.
But then it got cold after the lab.
Yeah.
And I was walking back with, like, my Kindleven smoothie, but also Miss Karis Webb's Kindleven smoothie. Mm-hmm. I'm just holding both of them. My hands are like,
because Karis Webb is unfortunate, took a spill this weekend. My roommate, for anyone who doesn't know, she took a little spill.
She took a little tumble.
They oversalted the roads.
We talked about this on Saturday.
We did. But, you know, different set of listeners, probably.
Different audience.
You know, now we're back on our usual grind.
And I know.
And the regulars need to know the update. They have to know.
The regulars as in our parents.
No, like, actually. Actually, I don't even know if my dad's been listening. He doesn't know how to work the archive, so.
It's okay.
Yeah. And I called him an hour ago, and he was, like, fully, like, in the dark, like, about to sleep. And I was like, oops, my bad.
No, my dad has figured out the archive. And I literally told do this. He listens to our actual music on double speed just so he can hear us talk.
It's like, you know, like the TikTok like sped up versions. Yeah. That's just every song that we play.
Yeah, that's literally like what he thinks.
No, but I appreciate that because I feel like the, you know, the music is the music. You can listen to that on Spotify. But we're the authentic radio banter duo.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so next up we have The Dreamer by Anderson .Paak featuring a couple people, but yeah.
Enjoy.
Yes. Run.
Watching no reruns, and who cares? Your daddy couldn't be here. Mama always. conclusion? Where is it all going? Was it coming to an end, or is it just beginning? I was one fellow who rode Malibu quite well at a certain time in history, and I doubt if very few people are able to find these type of conditions again due to crowds and controls and much bureaucracy. But there are other areas which are magnificent and are treasures of this world. And for someone who is a venture and with a little excitement in their life, and they have a lot of excitement and adventure, they can find this way of living.
will call somebody mine. Cause every single heartbreak made me lose my fucking mind. I guess I was too blind, but I see that you were right for me. I had to fuck it up, I'm sorry, this is my goodbye. I let this so-called fame get deep into my head, and I'd end up doing thoughtless things that I soon would regret. I made you feel special, and I should've felt the same. Cause I had you by my side, how could I have been this way?
Right, that was Don't Make Me Fall in Love by Kuko.
That was my choice.
Do speak on it, girly.
I don't know. Like, it was just, I've been listening to it a lot recently. I used to listen to a lot of it, like, sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, stopped because, you know, events happened.
Sure.
And then
some things.
Some things happened. And then it, like, made me, like, hate the song. And then I, like, came back to it because it's, like, very springy. And then it also, like, sort of, like, falls well with the past song, Heaven Falls, Fall mm-hmm. With Me. And those are sort of just, like, ugh. Kuko, I remember there's a whole thing on TikTok about Kuko where apparently he's, like, not as good live.
Oh.
As he is, like.
I was scared. You said there was a whole thing on TikTok, and I was like, did we just play someone?
No.
I got a little nervous.
He wasn't canceled, but, like, it was more like he was not as good live. Like,
okay.
But, he's better, like, just, like, on.
Just listening.
Yeah. There was something else I had with that song. I forgot.
Well, liked it a lot when I was. Well, I still like it, but I listened to it a lot in, I want to say, like, when did it come out? I feel like freshman year. 2018, maybe. I don't know. I could literally check right now, but I'm not going to.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
What just fell?
My charger. My little computer charger for the outlet. My bad.
But Kuko is Hispanic, and we were talking about this off air, but we're thinking of a cultural set.
Thinking of it. Yeah. No. Well, okay. Hands up if you want me to do a Bollywood set. Everyone's hands are up, guys. It would be so good. Oh my god. Okay, so sorry if you just hear my charger just dropping over and over again. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have the same holding power that she used to. No, she is. And the thing is, I like have a brand new one. I just use the old one because I'm like, I'm gonna use this one until it's like broken. I refuse to let her go. So
she's a survivor.
She certainly is.
In the words of Kelly Michelle and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting how you put Beyonce at the end of that. I feel like it's always like Beyonce, Kelly Michelle. Wait, did you watch the clip that I was yeah, talking about?
It was actually Mariah Carey.
Say my name. Say, no, no, it's her. Oh. She goes, say my name, say my name. Say Beyonce. And she just goes, say Beyonce over and over again and says nothing about the other girlies that are there. It's like so bad.
Oh, girl.
I mean, I kind of get it. But I would be hurt if I was Kelly or Michelle.
But they're still friends now.
No, yeah, they popped out at the Coachella gig.
When
did you not see the Coachella live doc that she made?
No.
What is it, Homecoming? You didn't watch Homecoming on Netflix when it came out?
No.
Why are you saying no like that? Like everyone saw it. I literally rewatched
it
over the weekend.
I didn't see it.
Who saw it? See, everyone saw it.
My mom said Kelly is so nice too.
I bet she is. Like, I feel like they just really got the short end of the stick. But, you know.
They're a survivor.
Wasn't it, like, literally orchestrated? Okay, I might be just slandering Beyonce right now. I really love Beyonce. But wasn't it, like, the whole thing was orchestrated to make her, like, the star? Because it wasn't, like, her dad the man. Like, I don't even know. Like, I know her dad and mom were super involved. And so, I don't know if Kelly or Michelle had a chance.
Uh-huh. But it's okay.
It's all right. I think they're okay. I think they're doing fine.
I think they're fine. I mean, they're still known. It's not like they're not known.
It's just not like, I mean, the solo career comparatively. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. That's just devastating. Yeah. Well, anyways, next up we have Weekend Friend by Goth Babe.
Oh my God. No, when you put Goth Babe in the playlist, I was like, oh, I've got Goth Babe. Because, like, it unearthed, like, my sophomore year pandemic playlists.
I
like
love
literally
it.
Like half this playlist, honestly, because
I know because that was like, I feel like that was like ultimate spring.
No, it really was, because in the spring I would like, I remember I invested in a scooter and mm-hmm. I would scooter around Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from New York City, in case our
did you guys know?
Did you guys know? I really wrote that on the wall in WMFO. I wrote, are you from New York even?
True. NY. New York.
We need to do another New York set.
We will.
I have one saved. It's just like, we need to wait for the moment.
I know. We only have one more set and then...
Spring break.
Unless we do a little sub action. So yeah. That might be coming your way. Anyways, enough chatter from us. Please enjoy Weekend Friend by Goth Babe.
You ain't Thank you. song, let's sing a song. What can we sing?
All right, that was Hot Rod by Dayglo.
Yay. Dayglo was supposed to perform at Spring Fling.
Oh my God,
year, and
yes.
And then they canceled it.
That's okay. Well, we obviously weren't we weren't here, so like I'm not that devastated, but
it's okay.
That's really sad. I really like Dayglo. I love
Me
that
too.
Album. Like I really
Me
like
too.
All of the music on it.
I like the album too. What is
Another
it called?
Quarantine banger. That's Fuzzy Brain.
Oh, right. That album's pretty good. Yeah.
Actually, one of my very close friends from here, her camp counselor is Dayglo's wife.
Oh.
Which is interesting. And they were close. Like, they're, like, actually close. So.
Oh.
Little interesting tidbit, I guess. can they, I don't know, come here together for Spring Fling?
What are our predictions for Spring Fling?
Wasn't there, like, some kind of list?
There was. And I remember I voted on it.
I didn't even see
the
it.
The options?
Am I?
Well, it was, like, A Boogie, Steve Lacy.
Right. Okay.
Even Thames.
Can we talk about the fact
Thames
that...
Thames the artist.
Okay. Can we talk about the fact that, like, Steve Lacy's on there? Like, as if... Like, I feel like we as the student body don't get to pick which of these artists we get because, like, how do we know that they can all come that
to
we
Tufts
and they're
University.
Waiting at our beck and call? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, ooh, sorry, like, Steve Lacy, the student body voted for A Boogie, so I guess you're not booked for that weekend. Like, what? Like, that's not how that works.
But also, I feel like Steve Lacy's on the rise in comparison to, like, the beginning of the school year. Like, I feel like he's more popular now than he was in September.
I don't know about that because he popped off on TikTok like over the summer, right?
That's true, yeah.
Or when, I don't even recall when that was, even because he did that whole set of concerts that like went viral because he was just like angry at them.
Oh yeah.
Cause do you like, that. cause it was, what's the name of the song that Bad Habit went crazy
because he was like, you guys need to know the actual lyrics.
Right. Because people only knew the TikTok sound, which like, okay, yes, that's embarrassing. But at the same time, like, what do you expect? Like,
exactly.
Do you have them do a quiz before they walk in? Like, I don't know what you want. That's if you want to be a small artist again, start playing small venues and hike up the prices, and then your real fans will show up. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yeah,
not saying that that's so a real good thing, it's not, but like, if you want the small venue vibe that you got when you were a small artist, then like,
you have it,
play your small venues. No, you know, exactly. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know about getting tight at people for like coming and enjoying your music.
No, yeah. Anyways.
And like buying your tickets. Anyways, yeah, it is 12:39. It's
I have something to say. Looking for something sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins. Cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And I'm always saying that.
Dried fruit is pretty gas, though. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, I'm saying. I get negative fruit here. I had an apple today. My body went crazy. Oh, didn't even know what was happening to me.
I had the pineapple chunks from DeWick today. And, like, I felt, like, revitalized. Like, I'm well aware it's, like, the dull the pineapple sugar, like, from the can.
The sugar ones, yeah. But like, it's still yummy.
No, yeah. And I also had the fried plantains today at Dewey.
Oh my god, I had that. They still had them at dinner, and I was so sad because I saw it on the lunch menu, didn't get it. Had them with my little...
I had them with guac today, actually.
I had it with hummus, which I know, odd take, but they just didn't have guac, so I was like, okay, I need a dip.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then for once, the halal girl chicken breast was like not dry.
Was not dry.
For once.
You're bold for grabbing it. I just stopped. Like, I ceased.
No, because it actually looked like edible today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't look like charred. Like, it looked like...
They sometimes they'll be, like, charred. And I'm like, don't try and act like that was, like, a choice. Like, imagine they're just, like blackened, like, fish. It's like, no, like, you just, like, what? I'm hating, I'm hating, but I shouldn't, because genuinely, like, the dining here is so much better than what
some
I see.
Other schools.
Yeah, like, my friend who goes, not to, like... shout out, but like, she goes to UVM, and some of the things she'll send us, like, dismal. Like,
no, I remember, like, over winter break, I went to lunch with my friend who goes to William and Mary. Mm-hmm. And she was like, we know it's the prison food. They're like, from the companies that, like, make the prison food.
What?
And she was like, so that's why we use all our dining dollars.
Oh my god, like, I don't, like, okay,
sorry,
yeah, like, Grace, I'll make fun of you. The food from here, or like, not even make fun of, I rarely do, I kind of gas it up all the time, but like,
sometimes
it's honestly,
I'm kind of
like,
ill about it.
No, sometimes, but there's some days where like,
it's gas,
it really hits. Like, tonight was one of those nights. I appreciate it.
The last gas night,
oh, I didn't even get, I usually don't,
I
get
did.
It there's something that gas that like my stomach is just like, ooh. I think it's because, yeah, it's like, number one, the like fried chicken bits, and then number, yeah, two, the syrup sauce is,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
a little bit sugar,
no, yeah,
and then I'm just like, ooh.
But it was the last gals night for a while.
It was. Karis got two. I told
I
her to freeze one of them.
I got two as well.
I was like, girlie, save it for a rainy day.
And it was both double, like, double gals too. Double gals,
yeah,
double bowls.
Double protein, double bowl.
I ate both of them.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care. Like,
you're going to have to go to Trader Joe's and get like the frozen
orange
chicken.
It's so good. Stop.
Oh, I've never had.
No, when I went home Presidents' Day weekend,
mm-hmm,
that's what I ate for lunch. Like, the majority of the days I was home.
Sounds yummy.
It's yummy. With the rice too.
TJ run this weekend? Ooh, me thinks.
With the zip car.
No, with the zip
story
car
about-
or with me. Yeah, no, with
story
the zip car.
Story about the zip car. So, a couple weeks ago, like, maybe a month ago, I rented a zip car, and I thought we were going to end up in Assembly Row, but I took one wrong turn, and we ended up on the highway into the North End.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were supposed to pick up Layla.
It's true.
And we were supposed to pick her up at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. We ended up picking her up at 4:40.
Yep.
But it's okay.
And I was like, oh, like, they're on their way, guys. Like, they're on their way. And, like, my friends were like, are they here? Like, no, they're not here. It's okay.
I feel so bad for Kara. She was sitting in the passenger seat. She's just like,
I just know she was like, girl.
No, when I told my parents, they were like, well, thank God we weren't in that car.
That's so funny. That would have been done.
Okay, at least Kara doesn't have her license.
Right, so she can't say anything.
Mom, the bar was low.
At least you're driving.
No, exactly.
Maybe this time I'll drive.
Yeah, and just make sure you have a Zipcar account.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Anyways, next up we have Pocketful of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh my god.
Maybe should we just give it a play or?
Wait, I gotta tell my story.
Okay.
First.
Okay, go ahead.
I know we bantered about this, but I just made this my alarm clock, so my roommate is gonna get a rude awakening about this.
Oh, I'm so sorry, girl. I'm so sorry. It's better than that terrible alarm sound.
So she's going to be waking up to a pocket full of sunshine tomorrow morning because we wake up at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways, all right, enjoy.
Well, all right. Enjoy, folks.
Take me away. A hiding place. Take me away. A secret place. A secret place. A sweetest place.
Cool. That was like my favorite song of all time. Just Like Heaven by The Cure. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I don't even know what to say.
We were grooving in the stew.
I have listened to it like maybe 1 million times in my life.
I love that song. I also love Friday I'm in Love too.
Love it. I love
all the Cure songs.
All the Cure. I've already said this on air before, but my sister went to the Cure concert in December. I didn't know that. So jealous. Anyways,
I love that.
I've beaten The Cure to a pulp at this point. I talk about it so much.
Like, Cure poster on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Cure poster, I don't even know. Like, every single playlist is The Cure.
No, it's true.
But I feel like you get that from your dad.
No, I definitely do.
Mr. Hoffman.
And he won't even hear this because he doesn't know how to work the digital archive. But it's okay.
Okay, he tries.
Maybe I'll send him the link. Anyways, this is Layla, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And for the last song of our set, we are going to be playing Dope on a Rope by the Growlers.
That's your selection.
It is. Do you know this one?
Actually, no.
You might recognize.
Don't tell me it's your one of your country songs.
No. Okay. Dope on a Rope, does that sound like my country music? My country music's like... All my exes live in Texas. It's like, you know that it's my country music when you hear it.
I was thinking the other day of Country Girl by Luke
Bryan.
Oh
my God, yeah. Like that, for instance. But I've progressed past. Like, it has gone to a point.
I think you have.
Anyways, now that we're in the last, like, minute of our set, I'm going to start this song. Thank you all so much for listening.
It was so real of y'all.
It was really real. And we'll see y'all next week. Love you. Bye.